This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We got a lot to get to in today's show, obviously. Brett Siegel, the man behind, it's his reporting that the Cavs have spoken in regards to Kevin Durant. He'll join us coming up at 3:20. So 3:20, he'll join us. Chris Bumbaca, NFL reporter at USA Today, is coming up at 4:20, and Joe Noga at 5:20. So we got a lot to get into. But in that first segment, Daryl just had me. He had me hook, line, and sinker with his expectations for this rookie class and how much.
Too much?
No, well, I mean, it is a lot. Not that I'm here for it, okay? Listen, I'm here for it mainly because I think Shador is going to end up being something in the NFL.
And you
I think
are the Shishil.
Thank you very much. I've understood I can't. If there was any thought that I would have that Nick would come back on Monday and everyone that I hosted with, he'd have a conversation with, and they'd sit there and they'd be like, he'd be like, so did Jonathan just wax poetic about Shador all day long? And they'd be like, no, where'd you even get that from? Not at all. Any dream I had of that happening flew out the window. But I knew it was never going to happen with you anyway. So we might as well just completely swerve into what we are, which is a...
Look, if Shador does work out, and I'm not discounting it, the possibility is there, obviously. If he works out,
yeah,
and these other four or five rookies do what I think they're going to do, Andrew Berry is going to be in the Browns Hall of Fame for drafting.
Wow. I mean, you said last segment that the quarterbacks are basically looked at as, would you call them the cherry on top of the sundae or something?
Yeah.
Something in that effect?
Well, one's drafted in the third round.
If you believe that highly in these rookie players outside of Shador, if Shador turns into being a good NFL quarterback, I'm not even saying great, just a good NFL quarterback, and then any combination of Mason Graham, Judkins, Schlesinger, Harold Fannin, who you absolutely love, any combination of these guys,
yeah,
then you got hits left and right on top of taking care of the quarterback situation. Like, this could be a defining draft class for Andrew Berry when it's all said and done. Also with the understanding that if he doesn't get the quarterback situation right, we could be having the same conversation about who he ends up taking next year as well.
Right, absolutely. So if these guys do what I expect them to do, then I feel like people are going to be just fine with Andrew Berry having two first-round picks next year. We're not going to have...
We had so many discussions about it. Like, do you even trust the guy making the picks, all those type of things. And the early returns, and yes, it's incredibly early, but the early returns out of somebody that's been there every single day and Daryl Ryder is that you feel pretty good about this class so far.
I do. I loved what I have seen to this point, not only the offseason program, you know, rookie minicamp to OTAs through the veteran mandatory minicamp here. And so I am going to set the bar and the expectations. First of all, they do have holes, right? These guys, mm-hmm. it's not only about Jonathan, them getting opportunities. They almost have to get these opportunities. They need, you know, you need Graham in the middle of that defensive line. That was a hole they needed to fill. Okay. outside of David Njoku. Okay, well, Fannin, there you go. You didn't bring back Nick Chubb. Got a hole in the running back room. They drafted not one but two guys there. Okay, these guys are actually filling holes on the roster. JOK is not available. Schwechter, they draft him. So, you know, these kids are getting opportunities for, I think, two reasons. One, they're good, but also two, there are legitimate holes on the roster that they are filling.
Yeah.
Or need. Maybe holes is the wrong word to use. Needs. So opportunities, however you want to describe it. And my expectation is that these kids are going to step in and they're going to do a really good job.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I like the idea of a lot of these different picks. Now, I think there's obviously going to be something that ends up happening that's not
somebody's
perfect, right?
Somebody's going to miss on one of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll look back 4 years from now and be like, geez, he took Schwesinger when Luther Burden was right there. We needed a wide receiver. Luther Burden and Caleb Williams have turned into one of the best wide receiver duos in the entire NFL. The hell was Andrew Berry thinking? But as long as he's hitting at a higher rate than most, and at least with at least having a full deck opportunity chance to do so, yeah. That's what he was afforded this year. I'm excited to see it. Now, the only problem here... If they lose a lot, we might end up really liking these guys, and it'd be a little bit too late almost to turn around and be like, boy, that was a really good job that Andrew Berry did there as new GM has already taken over and off to the races.
I'll tell you this. From my perspective, I think the only way Andrew Berry is not the GM next year
mm-hmm.
is in two scenarios. One, this season just goes horrifically off the rails, and the rookies that I am... right now, glowing over,
yeah.
Don't perform, okay? Or two, the internal conflict stuff gets fired up again. Because when you look, and I've said this, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but it is true. For as much as the Haslams were criticized for the regularity with which they would change out the building, front office, head coach, right? One of the impetuses behind that and what would lead to those things is the GM and the head coach fighting behind the scenes and each one racing the offices to throw the other one under the bus. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you have two grown adults in Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski who not only conduct themselves as adults, right?
Yeah.
I call them
Bert and Ernie for a reason. Like they're connected together. They seem like two best buds. It doesn't ever seem like the conflict just doesn't arise between the two of them. And I guess we don't really know.
Whatever conflict that they have, they keep between them.
They keep
them
between themselves. You never find out. That's what I was going to say. Like, obviously, we're not in the office buildings 24/7. So maybe there are things happening behind closed doors. But if they are, we don't find out about them. But even just knowing the two of them for as long as we've known them. And Daryl, you've been around them a lot. I've been around them a lot as well. And I've had conversations with both of them. They just don't give off the, you know, you can tell a vibe with somebody that is like, I'm going to tell the boss what's going on. You know, yeah. Like I'm going to be the snitch of the place. And I'm going to make sure that I'm first to tell this person reason X, Y, or Z. And then you also know the other guys.
Right.
And this is what I think, I think most people like to believe that they are. I guess we never truly know.
Yeah.
But most people like to believe that the guy that's like, you know, it'll work out itself in the long term. I just got to put my head down and do my work. And if I have a conflict, I'll take it up with that person personally. And that's all that
Which,
is.
Which, oh, by the way, that's the grown up way to handle your business.
And yes, for sure. And it feels like Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are those guys. So I'm not as concerned about that side of things. Now, you're right in pointing out, though, in meltdowns and when people fear for their jobs, people do things you wouldn't normally expect.
But if you look at the way this offseason has been approached, just collectively, Jonathan, do you get the impression that either one of these guys is looking over their shoulder, worried about their jobs?
Not at all. And that's why I'm dying to find out who exactly Kevin Stefanski tabs as the quarterback to start week one and the approach in that scenario. And we can get into that and we can lay that all out and further down the road. Maybe even today we can go down that road. I think there'll be little signs that tell you whether or not they think they are concerned about their job or whether or not they're trusting Haslam when he says they got a long runway. I wouldn't trust Haslam as far as I can throw.
I have a different take on what you're going to know if they're worried about jobs.
All right, go ahead.
It's during the season.
Okay.
Let's say they get off to the start that you, me, and everyone else believes they're going to get off to, right? It's going to be a tough start. Schedule's pretty difficult.
Brent Schwab, 2 days ago on this station, said it's the hardest opening six-game schedule he's seen in 20 years of covering the NFL on Yahoo.
Fine. Okay. Let I'm not going to argue with him. It is a gauntlet right out of the gate.
Yeah, you're not going to be favored in any one of those games, and you'll have the worst quarterback in every one of those matchups.
And oh, by the way, they also have to go across the pond and play the Vikings again in London as part of this.
Good
too,
point.
Right?
And that'll actually be the best quarterback opportunity you have in a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
But even still, yeah.
So
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If there is dramatic changes made, right? In other words, if they don't stay the course, because that's to their credit, both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are process-driven people who stay the course.
Right.
So long as the process is meeting the standards that they set for the process.
Yeah, they're hinky. Process over results, guys.
Right. Okay. If things get a little scattered there, when it comes to quarterbacks and making changes, and I'm going to talk about you're making changes because the guy got hurt. Okay, I'm talking about, well, we're going to bench him to try the next guy, and then we're going to bench him to try the next guy, right? If it gets into that, then I might say, okay, maybe some folks are concerned about job security right now. But if they really stick to their processes, especially if they go young with Kenny Pickett, right? Because there's an argument to be made. What do the Browns actually gain other than just selling to their fans, hey, look at us, we're trying to win? Organizationally, from an evaluation standpoint, when you have three guys in that quarterback room that are young,
right,
what do you gain by playing Joe Flacco right out of the gate? What do you learn about Kenny Pickett? What do you learn about Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel? Nothing, right? So for me, the only way you learn about those guys is by putting them on the field, right? That's one take. The other one, obviously, you play Joe because you're trying to win right out of the gate and get off to a good start and whatever. And then if you got to make changes, got to make changes. And then the other thought is, okay, we'll pick one of the two kids, start them right out of the gate. Because, you know, if they can't beat out Kenny Pickett, then maybe you shouldn't have picked them in the first place. They shouldn't be here, right? So you drafted them. You should believe in them. Put them out there and just let them learn on the job.
Did he say should believe in them? Did he say that? I think you did. Was that subconscious or was that?
I heard it too.
You heard it too, right? We got a Chiconvert on our hands. Okay.
I don't know if you have a Chiconvert, but you know.
Is that intentional?
I have a Shadrop now.
Was that intentional? Was that intentional?
Might have been a Freudian slip.
I think it was. Not to derail the thought, but I think it was.
I'm spending all this time with the Shashil this week, so it does rub off a little bit.
You spend a couple of days with me.
You know what? He ran one heck of a 2-minute drill to end minicamp yesterday. It looked
don't
good.
I know it, Daryl.
It
don't
looked
I,
good.
I don't I Shade. Know it.
Boom!
216-474-1092. Daryl's really optimistic about this rookie class, and I love hearing it.
Am I too optimistic, though?
Not at all. It just, I mean, obviously they have to, it's very early and they have to do it, but this is exactly, I mean, this is music to Andrew Berry's ears. He needed something like this. We went from laser eyes to all those stupid laser eye memes just disappearing like a thief in the night, just gone.
No, but what if because the meaning of those memes changes?
Everyone stopped believing in him, and he needs something like this. He needs this rookie class that you talked about in the first segment to mirror, you know, one of the 2017 or 2018 classes.
We're
the John Dorsey
back the
classes.
Laser eye memes this year.
If they start playing great, if Schlesinger is one of the best defensive rookies, if Graham is one of the best defensive rookies, if Judkins has a 1,000-yard season and just goes off to the races, if Fannin is as open as everyone that goes to these practices tell me that he constantly is, then yes, we'll probably end up bringing these things back. But right now, the laser memes are on ice. And they have been for a little bit. And these are the charges that Andrew Berry has to now beat. Like, this is what he's up against. Your fan base, his fan base, doesn't think he knows what he's doing here. That's why I think it's so refreshing and so nice when you say these positive things about the rookies. Because, oh boy, does Andrew Berry need it. We need to start to have faith that this guy can know what he's doing. And yes, he had a lot of the cards were stacked against him because of the Deshaun deal. And it was hampered as far as the amount of draft capital that he had. But the capital he's been able to use in the previous now 5 going on 6 years that we've seen him do this is not hit nearly as often as he should.
No, but again, those are 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round picks. So I don't have a high expectation that you're going to hit a whole lot. That's not to say you can't find talent in those rounds, because there are a lot of teams, about 31 of them in the National Football League, that do. But I think that this draft class can resurrect Andrew Berry's reputation.
216-474 to below 92. Jim in Strongsville up next. What's up, Jim?
Is today Andrew Berry's apologist day? Look, I mean, I get that he's had 6 years, guys. A blind squirrel can find a nut. He hasn't found a nut in 6 years.
Jim, I was thinking about that earlier today. I want to say that he knows what he's doing. I really want to say he knows what he's doing, because I think he does. But I could have just taken best player available on anyone's mock draft board with the picks he's had over the previous 5 years and done better than he's done so far.
Well, and Jonathan, the other thing about that is like wow, the cards were stacked. Yeah, he stacked the cards against himself. Maybe Jimmy Haslam wanted to offer Deshaun the guaranteed contract. Andrew Berry was just fine with the deal in the draft picks for him. So I'm not letting him off the hook. And I also think that we're doing a little revisionist history with, the GM before.
Dorsey? Because,
John Dorsey.
Yeah,
let's be honest. The big popular draft pick, he took Baker 1. Well, your job at number 1 overall was to get the best quarterback.
Also drafted Denzel.
And they did. Oh, that's the only – him and Chubb. If I'm not mistaken,
well,
geez,
how many more good players do you want out of one draft class? Well, what are you talking about, Jim?
Okay. His job at number 1 was to take the best quarterback in the draft. Was Baker the best quarterback in that draft? No. So he failed. He didn't take Josh Allen. He didn't take Lamar Jackson. And I get it. Other people pass. That's your job, is to find the best. Number 1 was to find the best quarterback in the draft. And if I'm not mistaken,
he also hired Freddie Kitchens.
The guard they took ahead of Nick Chubb, didn't we like trade him in during minicamp because he was so bad? I mean, I get he had some big ticket guys, but he also had.
I mean, Dorsey's career was littered with being just basically a boom or bust draft guy, but the booms were so high. That's why we went to the Kansas City portion of it. He's the guy that drafted Mahomes. He drafted Travis Kelce. He drafted Kareem Hunt. Like he's had a lot of hits, Jim. He's had a lot of hits.
But what I will say is Andy Reid still. Who had more say in those drafts?
No, Dorsey was the one making those calls.
Dorsey was the one making those calls.
Yeah.
And he got let go. And who's still there?
Yeah, because the same reason why he got let go here. The dude runs hot. We all saw it.
I don't know, Jonathan. I mean, I have a feeling Andy Reid had a lot more.
Listen, this doesn't have to be. Not at those times. No, he didn't. And Jim, I appreciate you, man, as always. Not at those times. No, he didn't. That was, and even right now, Brett Veach makes the large majority of those decisions. Andy Reid stays out of that draft room. He gets his say here and there, but he is not nearly as involved as people. It's not a 49er situation where, you know, Shanahan takes all the picks and Lynch is basically just a bobblehead in the corner. Like, it's not one of those situations. Now, Dorsey's, I'll for a very long time that you hear me on the radio, you will hear me say glowing things about John Dorsey.
I don't think that there's an accident that John Dorsey goes to Detroit.
Another good point.
And the Lions all of a sudden have
instantly
become a force.
Instantly, they take Aiden Hutchinson, they take Jahmyr Gibbs, they take Amon-Ra St. Brown, and they're boom off to the races. Like, everywhere the man goes, it's like good draft picks just follow him. They just haunt him.
From coal to gold.
He knows what he's doing. That's okay. Andrew Berry, I think those big shoes for Andrew Berry to have to fill. and not having a lot of picks didn't help either. But Daryl suggesting that he might have this one on the right track.
Didn't help either.
Yeah, but Daryl saying he might have this one on the track, that's a good sign for him. That's all we're pointing out. It's a good sign for him.
I'm not apologizing for him.
You still got to see this one come through. Quick Hits coming your way next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.